Lawmakers in Southeast Alaska are concerned about the possibility the legislature could draw money from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings without a plan for the future. As part of a Coast Alaska series, Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Independent Representative Dan Ortiz from Ketchikan sees the Permanent Fund as a major asset for the state.
That Permanent Fund is the best thing that's happened in the history of our state in terms of government action. And it's really important that we preserve that.
He says he's willing to use the funds to run the state government, but he doesn't want lawmakers to open the door to an annual process of deciding how much to take from permanent fund earnings.
No, that's not acceptable. We can't do that to the public.
Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman says doing that would be too risky.
The ad hoc draws are very deadly because 21 members of the House and 11 members of the Senate could clean everything out except for what's constitutionally protected in the permanent fund.
To solve that problem, Stedman proposed a constitutional amendment that would limit the size of a draw from the fund and protect permanent fund dividends.
You wouldn't have the permanent fund to go to and just rob chunks out of. The drawer would be closed and the lock on it would have been spun and you wouldn't have the combination.
For Stedman, this could be enough for this year. He doesn't see the need to pass a broad-based tax now as part of the fiscal plan. Juneau Democratic Representative Sam Keto III disagrees. He says he'll resist passing a bill drawing from the permanent fund, like the Permanent Fund Protection Act, if it doesn't include a broad-based tax. He says including a tax as part of a comprehensive plan would ensure the plan is sustainable and that its effects on different groups are balanced.
I do think it's only a piece, and I do have a concern that if we pass the Permanent Fund Protection Act without additional broad-based revenue, that it will be virtually impossible to get broad-based revenue at any point in the future.
The nonpartisan Legislative Finance Division estimates that if the legislature only draws from the permanent fund without additional revenue, there will be a budget gap of more than $500 million. Sitka Democratic Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins says this is why he supports taxes as part of a comprehensive plan to balance the budget in the long run. He's also concerned that if the legislature draws from fund earnings without a plan, it will continue to draw from earnings unpredictably in the future.
This is one of the reasons why we need to pass a fiscal plan, because you can't live in la-la land and think you can balance the budget simply talking about government waste and cutting government when there's really no practical way to cut government anywhere close to the amount needed to balance the budget.
Different versions of plans to draw from the permanent fund are currently being considered by the legislature, including Stedman's constitutional amendment bill. Some include taxes, some don't. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.